Our lesson is from Luke chapter 22. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This conversation is from the night before Jesus died. Jesus says to Peter, "I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail." Do you remember what happened to Peter that same night? When Jesus was on trial, a servant girl in the courtyard recognized him as a follower of Jesus. She heard his northern accent from Galilee and connected him to Jesus again. And do you remember Peter's reaction? "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know him." The Gospels even tell us that his answers included cursing and swearing. "I don't know the man." The rooster crowed again. Jesus looked at Peter, and in bitter shame and remorse, Peter went out into the night and wept bitterly, the scriptures say. Jesus had said, "I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail." Didn't Jesus' prayer work? Peter had clearly stumbled. He denied even knowing Jesus. As each of us stumbles, fails, falls, denies our Savior by words, thoughts, and actions. But Jesus prays for us too, and Jesus' prayers never fail. Jesus is the all-knowing Son of God. He knew that Peter would stumble. He predicted it. But Jesus' prayer was answered. Satan had sifted Peter, but he didn't capture him. Jesus also said in that same conversation, "When you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Peter was impulsive, often the first one to jump into things, sometimes good and sometimes bad. But he recognized when he made a mistake. He repented and he was restored. After Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus had another conversation with Peter and told him, "Feed my sheep and feed my lambs." Peter was forgiven, even for denying Jesus. And he was sent to preach Christ's forgiveness to the whole world. That night when Peter denied Jesus, that remained with him the rest of his life. But God used it to strengthen his faith, to keep him from relying on himself, so that he would rely on God, our only Savior. So how do we remember Peter? Do we remember Peter as the denier? We remember him as Saint Peter, the apostle who was sent out to preach Christ to thousands, who himself died as a martyr for his Christian faith. Tradition tells us that Peter requested to be crucified upside down because he didn't feel worthy to die in the same way that Jesus did. Jesus' prayer was answered because Peter returned to Jesus and Peter strengthened his brethren, his fellow believers. There is one holy Christian church throughout the whole world, and Jesus' prayer is answered still today when we return and strengthen each other, pray for each other, help and support our fellow Christians here and around the world. Jesus' prayer is answered when we proclaim this free and full forgiveness through Christ. And Satan still wants to sift us. Jesus prays for us too. Jesus' prayers are always answered. Jesus' promises are always kept. Trust in his prayers, his redemption, his promises. He paid for all our sins. He forgives you and me and all. He redeems us. He prepares a place for us so that we who are deniers like Peter can be forgiven and still enjoy eternal paradise with Peter and all the saints who are washed in the blood of Christ. Because Christ is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who has mercy upon us, and who grants us peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.